Regarding the anusatis, which are the recollections, how does one recollect or contemplate the devas? These are practices. Anusati means to recollect, to bring to mind, to recall, so that the recollections that are directly recommended by the Buddha, it comes up in the discourses, a recollection of the Buddha, recollection of the Dhamma, recollection of the Sangha, recollection of generosity, of giving, recollection of virtue, of sila, and then recollection of the devas. And then there's a fuller, there's a selection in the Visuddhimagga of the 10 recollections, and that increases to recollection of death, recollection of the body, recollection of peace is the last one, and I'll always come up one short in these lists. There's one more somewhere.
Generosity.
No, I think it might.
Virtue, generosity, and
those are in the first one. That's in the first six. Maybe it is Anapanasati. Recollection of bright breath. Anyway, look it up. Anyway, we're talking about the recollection of the devas. So devas are the celestial beings, heavenly beings, beings in heavenly realms, and which are, say, in the Buddhist, in the Buddhist teachings, in the discourses, they're scattered all throughout. Was a very ordinary part of how the Buddha, what the Buddha described in his experience, because it's hard to do a recollection of the devas if one is a dedicated nihilist, and traditionally, what is because the devas are after death, the being reborn as a deva is a fortunate rebirth in a pleasant realm, the recollection is more around the recollection of karma. In the sense, like, that's how it's described. So that, so by recollecting that the actions that those devas did in their previous birth to take rebirth in the deva realm, I've done those too. That's a recollection of one's own skillful, wholesome actions, and that it bears fruit in the over not just sort of in this lifetime, which in the recollections of generosity, recollections of virtue, one seeing the fruits of one's wholesome action in this present life. But then the recollection of the devas is recollecting that those wholesome, skillful actions bear fruit not only in this life, but in future lives. So that it's a it's an encouragement and a source of confidence for oneself as one lives a life in the world. Okay.